Except for debugging, usually you have no need to know the actual address of dynamically allocated blocks. But to start out, let us look carefully at what just happened in the program. The picture shows SPIM after the program has run. The address of the block of memory is in register S0. This address is 100400000. Looking in the data section at that address, you find the block of 4 bytes. The program put the integer 77, hexadecimal 4D, into that block, and the picture of memory shows this. The program altered memory as we expected. Of course, we did not know in advance what particular address was going to be altered. That is why this is called dynamic memory allocation. Only at runtime are these addresses determined.